Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back,
baby. A big white house on the hill. Little Texas Blues bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Obey. Doug is the author of Money and the Human Condition, available wherever books are sold. O-B-E-Y, O-B-E-Y is how you spell his last name. He's a certified financial planner, investment advisor. Doug, tell us again how to find you online.
www.dougobey.com. Very easy.
All right, so check it out, O-B-E-Y. Doug, I've been, for the last couple of years, I finally started saying what I was really feeling about certain things in America, and I started using the O word. You know, for the first time I ever heard the word oligarchy, oligarch, I heard it in association with Russians. Mm-hmm. Now, an oligarchy, folks, is kind of it's like a monarchy or a dictatorship, except that there are political people and business people running the show and ruling the lives of the many, whereas a monarchy has obviously one family, one person, and a dictatorship, that same thing. And whereas a democratic society, like we have, a democratic republic, the people are supposed to determine what happens, right, Doug?
Right.
But what I've been saying for the last 2 years is Russia isn't the only oligarchy in the world. America, in my opinion, has become a de facto oligarchy. What do you think?
I would tend to agree with you, and you can see the results of that in the lobbying efforts and what most people right now are uprising against in the unfairness of the American capitalistic society, I guess.
Yep, yep.
All right. When you have... You call them oligarchs. I call them the extremely wealthy of this country. They have the money to steer politicians, to steer policies their way, to make things better for them, and not necessarily for the best in the best.
Or for their ideology. Look at George Soros. You think George Soros is not an oligarch? He's not even. And the people on the left would say the Koch brothers are oligarchs.
Absolutely. It's on both sides.
So, all right. But let me tell you one other thing. You think Hillary Clinton isn't an oligarch?
Oh, absolutely.
I
can't go down that road.
This is not even I'm not even being political here. I'm just thinking about, as an American, I mean, she's being investigated for doing things, multiple things, that other people are in jail for having done one of those. Include her foundation, which was a corrupt enterprise that they're also investigating. And in what universe is someone with that much baggage, that much hanging over her head, even being considered as the next president of the United States?
Yeah.
I will tell you this: no Republican would ever be able to pull that off.
That's true, and you have to question. You know, Hillary raises $650,000 from Wall Street, and yet she's saying she'll drop the hammer on Wall Street. Her husband being paid $750,000 for one speech in Saudi Arabia.
And then right after that, you know, there's some kind of quid pro quo. Her State Department.
She was the Secretary of State.
Look, Find me a there are examples of this on both sides. We're not just picking on the Democrat here. There's examples of this on both sides. I'll give you another example, and I don't even know what party these people belong to. Not one person was arrested and jailed of anybody of any consequence because of what happened in 2008. Even though you and I both know that people did illegal
things. You're absolutely right, Jim.
Not one person. And now here's the smoking gun, Doug. Attorney General Holder actually said, well, those people are too big to arrest because it'll cause a panic.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me that's not an oligarchy statement.
That's a very good point, Jim. All right, you make a very strong case and argument. But, you know, when money talks, everyone knows that, all right? And when you have that kind of money, all right, then you can literally push policy.
And don't you think, though, that's why Trump and Sanders are doing well this time?
Absolutely.
Without realizing maybe why, people are starting to get the idea that the system's rigged against them. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that's the huge appeal of Trump. And he doesn't push it as much as he does some of his other issues. The fact that he's not bought and paid for, the fact that he's not going to owe anyone anything going into that
office. And Sanders, too, give him his due. He's being funded by the individuals.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. I just don't think I can't grasp the socialist. Yep. I mean,
Doug, I got to wrap it up. I'm sorry. Thanks for being here. Good job today, Doug Obie, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.